Lifeline ACT has today recognised Women of Spirit. With us on Drive this afternoon is the 2015 Women of Spirit Award winner, Gay Evans. She's had a number of struggles in her life and challenges. Through all the hardships, she's given back to countless other people who've needed an arm and a shoulder to lean on. Gay Evans, great to see you. Thanks so much for coming by today on 666 Drive.
Thank you, Adam. It's a pleasure to be here.
You are passionate about supporting people through times of adversity, and it's founded, I guess, on a lot of your own personal experiences. Give us an idea of the things that you've encountered through your years, through your marriage and the rest of it.
Okay, well, I guess we hit the hard times fairly soon in our marriage. Our first child was born healthy, but missing almost all of his fingers and toes, which at the time was an incredible shock, not something that one ever anticipates. And the prognosis for him at the time was dire. He would never walk. He'd have to go to a special school, blah, blah, blah. As it turns out, he has achieved incredibly. He's a computer software engineer. He's married with a young daughter living in America. It didn't ever hold him back, but for us, of course, it was a shock at a very young age.
How much pressure did it put on you and your partner?
I think we actually did quite well at that time. I can remember when Dylan was born thinking, John will leave me now. For some reason, I just felt I'd failed him. I hadn't produced the perfect child. But instead, he arrived with the most magnificent bunch of flowers with a card saying, I'm so happy that you're my mummy, with love from Dylan. Mm. And that instantly set the theme for how we were going to deal with this. Mm. So that was fine. But I became pregnant very quickly afterwards. We had a daughter who had 10 fingers, 10 toes. But almost immediately, we realised she had severe heart problems. As the medical investigations continued, things became worse. It appeared her brain wasn't growing. She was blind. She would have been extraordinarily disabled. But again, we faced that challenge and thought, okay, this is the hand we're dealt, we'll cope. And then one night, just out of the blue, she died. And that, I think the shock of a sudden death is even worse in a way than an expected one.
And of a child as well.
Exactly.
I can't imagine how difficult and shocking that would be at the time.
Yes, yes. And we didn't know how to handle it. No one had ever taught us how to handle grief. The only thing that we knew is that neither of us wanted to talk to the other about it because we knew it would upset.
Yeah.
So our communication pretty well ceased.
Mm.
And of course, without communication, a relationship dies. We didn't realise at the time, but all our family and friends could see that we were headed for breakup, divorce. There was no hope for us. But because of the love of our friends who could observe this, they encouraged us onto a weekend, actually, which was designed to teach couples to communicate. It absolutely changed our life. We truly felt as if we were starting again on the right track, and at the same time had this zealousness to help other couples in the same situations. And that's how it all started. So this was, over 35 years ago. Mm. We started running courses for engaged couples. We started running seminars for married couples. We went into schools and talked about marriage. We went into churches. Anywhere we could get an audience, we would speak and encourage people to better the relationship that they had.
You know, with the struggles, those challenges you were faced with in your time that you've just explained, that tends to go one of two ways. Obviously for you and your husband, you've channeled it into a passion for each other, but also to assist others. What do you put that down to? Why did it go that way for the pair of you?
Oh, that is such a difficult question. You know, I think if it hadn't have been for the generosity of the couples, and they were volunteers, on this course that we did initially, we wouldn't have had a hope. We would have been one of the 87% of couples, that was the statistic I have read, who lose a child and break up.
Wow.
So I do believe it was because of the generosity of other couples prepared to give their time and their effort and their love into us that saved us, and then we wanted to give back, of course.
Is that something that you always think of that has motivated you over these decades, as you say, that you've been supporting thousands of other couples?
Definitely. Yes.
Gay Evans is with us on 666 Drive. She is the 2015 Lifeline Woman of Spirit for the ACT, just announced this afternoon. Gay has taken the tragedy and the difficulty of her earlier years with her, that she's lived through with her husband, and channeled that into a huge heart of empathy and support for thousands of other ACT residents and people beyond as well. And she's been recognised along with other women for her work in the community, as well as getting over adversity in incredible ways. Adam Shirley keeping you company on Drive, and it's 16 degrees this afternoon. I mean, aside from your own relationship, you also, Gay, have managed a form of rheumatoid arthritis that's caused difficult physical challenges for you as well. I mean, how hard has that been in addition to the other things you've explained?
Well, I think once you've taken a few knocks in your life, a few extra really don't count all that much. Yes, I have rheumatoid arthritis, which causes some difficulty. I'm basically sick for 36 hours every week because I have to inject myself with horrible drugs that make me sick in order to try and beat this. At the same time, about 7 years ago, I found that I have a degenerative disease of the nervous system. So I've pretty well lost the power of my legs. I'm losing the use of my arms and hands, and as you can hear, it has attacked my voice, and I hope I'll still be able to speak in a year's time, but it is getting worse. But golly, it's just one of those things. I don't waste time in thinking, why me? I just try and work out ways to get over the difficulties, but I certainly do have a wonderful support network. My husband is amazing. He is now my legs and my arms and my voice when necessary. And I have wonderful friends. I can't go places much these days, but I'm never without company. So many people come and join me at home and keep me busy with stuff to do.
See, Gay, a lot of people would be... It would be understandable, for instance, if you were to think, listen, can I just catch a break at some point in my life? And yet, you have this resilience and want to just move and do and being dealt the rough hand.
Well, I would have to admit there are times when I can start a little bit of a pity party. I try and keep those times to when I'm completely alone. I don't want anyone to have to see me in that sort of a state. But they don't last long. 5 minutes maybe, I might have a little bit of a cry, and then I think, well, where's this getting me? It's only going to be drag me downhill and make my health issues worse. So much better to just get out of it. And I find that distraction is the best therapy. So if I start to think negative thoughts, I'll just pick something up, a book, a piece of knitting or crochet, turn the TV on, whatever it might be. As long as it's distraction, I can get myself back into a good frame of mind.
I think we can take so much out of your book in terms of thinking well of the world, thinking positively and trying to help others as well. It's great that you've been recognised for the work that you've done to support so many couples in this region, but also a lot of the people that you've been involved with over the years. Do you think, for as long as you're able, you'll always want to do this sort of work?
Definitely, yes, because there's nothing that brings more joy than helping other people and seeing significant changes in other people's lives. And we've been blessed by seeing relationships saved, you know, where couples were really on the verge of walking out, and we still know them, we see their happy relationship, we see the children that are growing up from that relationship, and that brings an awful lot of joy. I hope that I will always be able to, in some way, even if it's just sitting talking to someone, be able to help. Yes.
Gay Evans, the way that you have carried your challenges and used them to support and inspire others is truly inspiring. It's so nice to meet you, and congratulations on being recognised for a lifetime in support of others when you've had a lot to deal with yourself. Thanks so much for coming by today.
Thank you very much.
Gay Evans is the Lifeline ACT Woman of Spirit. She's received that award just today. Congratulations to all the nominees who were present at today's ceremony. All extraordinary women who are doing great things in our region. 18 past 3. Adam Shirley with